This preview of the New York Times front page is brought to you by voice-activated sync, the easy-to-use in-car connectivity system which gives you voice control of mobile phones and MP3 players and features audible turn-by-turn directions and 911 assist, available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
On Monday's front page, how China guarantees that state-owned companies keep growing. In this country, Border Patrol agents are taking immigrants off Amtrak trains near the Canadian border, even trains that never crossed the border. And a Russian who's accused of arms trafficking. Viktor Boot's future may depend on striking one more deal, this time with U.S. prosecutors. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story looks at how Chinese policies make sure state-owned companies grow. Times reporter Michael Wine says they benefit from state-owned financing. As the Chinese government has grown richer, it's pumped money into companies that it's counting on to build the industrial base and employ more people. But new data from the World Bank show industrial production at state-owned companies edged up last year. This comes as Chinese leaders are reaffirming their approach to economic management in hard times, with private capitalism playing only a supporting role. Immigrants on trains near the Canadian border are being detained. The Lakeshore Limited runs between Chicago and New York, but it doesn't cross into Canada. Even so, armed Border Patrol agents board the train at Amtrak stations in western New York. They ask passengers if they're U.S. citizens. The agents take non-citizens who don't have the right papers off the train. A spokesman for U.S. Customs and Border Protection says the agency can enforce immigration laws within 100 miles of any border. Quietly, oil rigs are going even deeper in the Gulf. One $3 billion rig can pump oil from dozens of wells nearly 2 miles down. To get to the platform from shore takes more than 20 hours. That's so long that a major fire could burn out of control before help could arrive. Here in New York, Adam Clayton Powell IV is challenging Congressman Charles Rangel. The 40-year-old state assemblyman is the feistiest challenger in next month's Democratic primary. Powell has called Rangel corrupt. Powell also says Rangel's bid for a 21st term is pointless. There's some history here. Back in 1970, Rangel ran a bruising campaign against Powell's father. The son says his father fought the system his whole life. He says Rangel became part of the system. Last month, the House Ethics Committee laid out 13 charges against Rangel. It's now preparing for a trial. Suspected arms trafficker Viktor Boot could use secrets as bargaining chips. He's accused of masterminding the trade behind drug cartels, terror networks, and insurgent movements. The Drug Enforcement Administration engineered a sting operation that led to his arrest in Bangkok 2 years ago. He's accused of selling shoulder-fired missiles to undercover agents posing as leftist guerrillas from Colombia. Now he's being extradited to the U.S. Federal prosecutors want to tap his insider's knowledge of global criminal networks. The information might be enough to keep him out of prison. Here's a question. Think you're seeing the same ad on every website you go to? Well, you might be right. It's tracking you. The ad industry calls this personalized retargeting or remarketing. It's not new. It is more common now that companies like Google and Microsoft are in the game. It's also more precise. Advertisers say they just want to show the right consumer the right ad at the right time. But some customers have the feeling they're being watched like never before. We'll go inside Monday's Times after this.
This preview of the New York Times front page is brought to you by voice-activated sync, the in-car connectivity system which gives you voice control of your Bluetooth-enabled mobile phone and most MP3 players. And sync features turn-by-turn directions, 911 assist, real-time traffic and weather, music with the sound of your voice, and your text messages read aloud. All hands-free, so you can keep your hands on the wheel and eyes on the road. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
Inside Monday's Times, the departing commander of American forces in Iraq says a new government there could still be a couple of months away. General Ray Odierno says he's worried that if the current stalemate drags on beyond that, there could be demands for a new election. That could mean more turbulence as the U.S. begins withdrawing the last 50,000 troops stationed there. For many Pakistanis, it's the last straw. A betting scandal broke over the weekend around the Pakistani cricket team. The players have long been idols back home. The team was in England, where it went down to defeat in what's traditionally regarded as the home of the sport. Scotland Yard detectives interrogated three key players. The detectives said they'd been tipped off about a story that was about to be splashed across the front page of Sunday's News of the World. That's Britain's most widely circulated tabloid. Monday's Business Day section says Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is trying to manage expectations about the Fed's role. Bernanke made it clear in a speech on Friday he doesn't think the Fed can conjure up a recovery by manipulating interest rates and the money supply. He said central bankers alone cannot solve the world's economic problems. Times reporter Sewell Chan says Fed officials are worried the partisan gridlock on fiscal policy in Washington has clouded the prospects for a faster and stronger recovery. The French drug maker Sanofi Aventis made an $18.5 billion bid for the U.S. biotechnology firm Genzyme. Sanofi made an overture in June. It says Genzyme's management stifled the negotiations. Genzyme says it's not talking about the talks. Here in New York, a lawyer for the Gambino crime family is accusing federal prosecutors of misconduct. Lawyer Gerald McMahon says federal authorities helped to promote sex trafficking. That just happens to be the very thing the government recently accused the Gambinos of. McMahon says a man who's involved in the case was a convicted sex abuser and a government informant. Beach patrols along the mid-Atlantic coast kept some beachgoers out of the water this weekend. This after Hurricane Danielle stirred up dangerous rip currents. Now Tropical Storm Earl is spinning toward the Caribbean in full hurricane status. That has weather watchers cautioning more rough waves could be coming this week. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. Send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us. Thank you.